Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Om Shri Sai Ram. Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to Morning Glory on the 11th day of January 2018. Today is a historic day in the Divine Valley of Prashanthi Nilayam in India because today is the annual sports and cultural meet of the various schools and campuses of the Sai University and all its allied colleges. Thousands of Sai students have gathered at this moment in the Sri Satya Sai Hillview Stadium, and the program taking place there is being web streamed live on our homepage www.radiosai.org. Dear brothers and sisters, I urge you to connect with us either via our homepage radiosai.org or through Facebook Live and enjoy the grand and spectacular celebrations along with us in real time, no matter where you are located. But if you prefer to listen to your favorite Thursday Live program on Asia Stream, I have lined up an extract of an interview with Mr. S. Srinidhi, who is an alumnus of Baba's University and who has been serving in the armed forces for 15 years since he completed his Master's in Financial Management in Puttaparthi in the year 1999. In this conversation with my colleague Bishu Prushti, Mr. Srinidhi shares his insights about this special event of every year's sports meet. This extract is taken from a larger conversation that we recorded with Mr. Srinidhi in January of 2014. This will be followed by Tryst with Divinity, and today I have chosen to repeat a very special episode with Mr. Divesh Tankaria of the United Kingdom. Brother Divesh Tankaria is a Sai youth adult who was recently awarded the prestigious medal of the Order of the British Empire in the New Year's 2018 honours by Her Majesty the Queen for his voluntary services as the International Youth Chairman, Satya Sai International Organisation. This award is made as per the recommendations of the British Prime Minister to the Queen. With these two wonderful stellar interviews, I hope to fill your cup of joy and let it overflow with bliss. And any time during the course of the day or even right now, you can watch the live proceedings from the Sri Satya Sai Hillview Stadium, Vidyagiri Complex, Prashanthi Nilayam by logging on to our homepage, radiosai.org. Or if you're on Facebook, join us on Facebook Live. Ciao, thank you and gracias. Happy listening and Jai Sai Ram.
So it indeed has been an exciting week, And this excitement is only going to increase and perhaps reach its crescendo in this month in a couple of days. From now on January 11th, the day when we have the inaugural ceremony of the annual sports and cultural meet of Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions. If you happen to go to the stadium any of these days, you would see that it is a beehive of activity right from early hours in the dawn till there is light in the evening. All the campuses are busy making optimum use of their time slots on the stadium, giving final touches to their items. And what also happens invariably every morning is the practice of march past. And this really is a sight to behold. Tiny tots to PhD students, everyone in absolute discipline, surging ahead, left, right, left. And these days, I'm really delighted to see this every morning. And for me, what is even more inspiring is how former students of our university come back to help their junior brothers in various events of this sports meet, including the march past. In fact, the other day I saw one such alumnus, Srinidhi, who now works in the armed forces. In fact, he has been serving in the defense now for 14 years. He joined right after his master's in financial management, which he completed in 1998. And I see him every morning training the current students in march past. I just could not contain my curiosity, so I went up to him and I asked him if he could just come to the studio and share what is his motivation. What is it that propels him to take off 2 weeks from his job every year to help boys with the march past? And finally, I managed to have him in the studio yesterday, and he did share what drives him to do this year after year. And how does he feel about it personally? This is about 20 minutes, this inspiring conversation with Srinidhi. Sairam, Brother Srinidhi, and a warm welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Thank you, brother. It's a great privilege. I know the kind of people who have graced this studio, both by their caliber is very high, worldly achievement, as well as their devotion to Swami. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, it is so heartening, actually, that you are here. And in fact, it is definitely Radio Sai's privilege speaking to you, because you are one of those alumni of Bhagwan's University who every year comes back to the university during the time of sports meet. And for the last 6 years, you've been here from Christmas till sports meet training the boys with march past. And it's really a very beautiful sight, especially for me, when I see that a senior brother of ours who is now into armed forces coming back and teaching our younger brothers march past. So what has been your inspiration to do this year after year, even after Bhagwan has left his physical form?
I think that's a very big question. The first thing is, the inspiration is very simple. That is, the education that I got here has just directly been instrumental in me getting into the armed forces. It's little surprising probably for few listeners, but what Swami has established, believe me, is a military academy with a tinge of spirituality. Barring the two prayer sessions and few other things, the kind of discipline, the kind of group loving what is instituted in military academy and here is same. And Swami has just brought in that. And
the group dynamics with love.
With love, yeah, absolutely. That's the probably new thing to coin here. And that's what helped me to get in there. And as I was going through my selection procedure, I could see how each and everything helped me to get in. Like one thing I was told when one of the hostels was being built, somebody suggested to Swami that boys should be given individual rooms because there were donors to give it probably. So let's have a bigger hostel with boys having the luxury of being in single rooms. Then they said, okay, Swami didn't show interest. Then they said, probably Swami is looking at the budget to cut it down. They said, okay, two boys in a room kind of thing. Swami gave this formula, 11 boys. And each boy, one window, one cupboard, and one chair.
Yes.
This is how our hostel has been built. And let me tell you, this is, we staying 11 boys in a hostel, in a room, and living together, helping each other is a great thing. And this is what is precisely tested in the military selection procedure, how well can you gel with the people?
Mm-hmm.
And in the selection procedure, we were actually put into a place wherein we are 11 to 15 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are evaluated without being told in a very indirect manner. And your behavior, how you feel for others, how you help others, is really evaluated in a different way. And I think these are the things, even I didn't know I was being evaluated, but I just cleared it.
But those things are there naturally in you.
Naturally, because Swami wanted the boys to learn how to adjust with the other person and how to love. So it is only one of the things. There are so many things this institute has given me, and incrementally, day to day, I have learned, and that has been instrumental for me to get into this great service, and I have been doing. So it's my give back time, so I want to give it as much as possible. And that's why I come back year after year. Initial few years I could not do it for whatever the reason, but once I got this chance, I don't want to leave it. I don't want to leave it, because this is one way I can give back what institute has given me. And as far as even after Bhagwan leaving physically, I think it's immaterial, because what Bhagwan has given us is with us, so it's now immaterial. We have to come back and give it to the institute. But look at it as institute rather than Swami. Then the institute is there, what Swami established. So we have to come back. That's what has been my feeling. And that's why I'm coming again and again.
Wonderful. But why march past? You can contribute to the university in so many other ways.
Yeah, I suppose there are many ways. But looking at one way, probably that is my forte, where I have actually evolved. And for me, for joining the services, this is one beautiful thing I've learned. But I think most important is, this is the subject Swami loved.
March past,
no doubt. Many people will be surprised, and many people might be even shocked. But I have physical evidences to give. That is, Swami continued to come and see the rehearsals of March past till the last year of his physical existence. Only the last year he could not come. 2011 March past, he didn't come and see. Irrespective of his physical limitations, he took time out to come and watch.
Oh yes, I mean that is true. I mean, we used to see every year Swami would come to see the March past rehearsals. And he may or may not see any item, sports meet item or a particular stunt or a program, but March past he would definitely see.
March past he would definitely see, and it's a big thing to sit through the whole rehearsal.
Exactly. In fact, it could be actually boring for someone
it
to
is.
Sit through.
Absolutely. The parents who come, they will just see where is his son or daughter marching, and once that is over, they will probably switch off and...
But Swami, as you very rightly put, Swami would always, like those 40-45 minutes, he would sit and he would want to see every squad.
And he would comment. That is more important. Sitting, watching is different, and commenting, it directly means it is being closely watched, not just witnessing. Witnessing, you witness a movie, you watch a movie, but...
Yes.
Close observation demands much more, and Swami paid that. In fact, there are a few photographs now and then you can see sports meet rehearsal time. You can see that the attention of the people behind is away, but Swami's concentration is there on the event that is happening.
Absolutely.
So this is how he gave importance, and I think he had his reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because March past is one item which gives many things to the people, which consciously or unconsciously people are not aware, but unconsciously it brings in few things.
Mm-hmm.
One is the confidence with which you walk. Probably we otherwise generally used to little, you know, head down and walk kind of thing, but that is not exactly the thing when you walk out in the world that is required. So to look up and walk and...
Your chest up and chest you walk up, with a steady gait.
Gait. Yes. And that is brought in with the march past. As you do it again and again, it slowly...
Sort of straightens your body.
There is a confidence which is built inside you. Straight, probably few people walk, but the eyes will not speak the same. Maybe they are walking straight, but the confidence in the eyes is something different. So this confidence is built in for individuals. And in military, what is called... Esprit de corps, that is love for the group. So this is built up, and how this is built up is simple. That happens by thinking together. So you keep thinking same thing together, you will start achieving great things. 1 + 1 = 2. So when this marching happens, the first thing happens is you start thinking together. You think only two things, left, right. But with that, the thinking is on, and all the 50 of them are thinking the same.
Yes.
With that, there is something building up. If 1 plus 1 is more than 2, 50 of them together is certainly more than 50. That's why during the war times and all, they say, don't catch me the civilians, catch me one soldier, he is equivalent to 100 civilians. Because that is the kind of power that builds up when somebody grows together, thinks together, and they walk together.
So when people march, you're seeing all these virtues sort of get inculcated into the students.
Absolutely.
Perhaps when you are doing that as a student, we never realized all
this. I never realized, but this was being built in, and probably this I came to know after going through the academy. In fact, there is a force which builds up, and it is seen. If you just recollect one of those days when there are riots and other things in some of the cities, the police arrive and what they do is what is called flag march. They just march in the main streets. They don't fire a bullet. But just the way they walk, it creates the fear in that rioters. That is, they can make out these people of 50. Rioters may be hundreds, thousands. But this disciplined group of 50 can crack us down. This message goes just by marching.
Because they're marching together.
They are marching together. And that discipline, thinking together, they are not only walking together, they are thinking together, left, right, and with that confidence they are walking and they are digging the heels. That power is seen.
Yes.
And with that, the riot comes under control.
So they are perceived as a very formidable force.
They are perceived as a formidable force. And we are being built into a formidable force. We are not thousands and lakhs as a group. But whatever task, we are not being prepared here for a war. But whatever the task we are doing, that potential is maximized by walking together and thinking together. And I think these are the few aspects or the ingredients which gets into the personality once you do the march past. And I love this, your previous question, why you want to come back and do march past, is I feel one of the biggest thing I can contribute is this way. If the individuals can get this, one is their individual confidence and how to build up the potential of a group together. If I can contribute it to it, nothing like it. So that's my joy.
Wonderful.
That's my joy. Though
wonderful.
It demands sweat, but sweating is my pleasure, I suppose.
Yeah, I know. Especially in these times, it's not easy because this is one of those periods in Prashantilam when it is very cold in the mornings. It is biting cold. But
I make the people remove their jacket and with t-shirt, make them sweat.
Yeah, I know, but it really needs that amount of push from your side to shake off that laziness and shake off that whatever is affecting you from outside. You know, don't bother so much about whether it is so cold or whatever it is. Just go ahead and do it. Once you start doing, your body warms up and everything is fine.
You will be hot enough to achieve anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So, now you have been doing this for so many years now. Tell me, Shrinidhi, what has been your experience of training our boys? In the sense, what is your perception of the quality of our marching? How are our boys doing? Now, because you are someone, yes, you were a student, but after that, now almost for 14, 15 years, you have been there in the armed forces and you have perhaps trained and participated and groomed and directed professional performances.
There is no doubt that our boys do a great job, though I won't hesitate to say there is a gap between a performance like Aldi Parade, Republic Day Parade. But we must understand, we are not directly into that.
Yes.
Our intention, Swami's intention here is, as I said, to develop the individuals and develop the discipline. We are not here actually as a showpiece. March past is not a showpiece for us.
Just like the soldiers do it in the Republic Day Parade in Delhi.
Of course, the people are selected for the task and it's since morning 4:30, evening 6:30 with few gaps in between. They do only this for months. So we are not doing such a great intensive training. But given the fact that probably an hour training, that is say from Christmas to sports days, around 15 hours. Probably another 10 hours before, probably if you lose training sessions.
Yeah.
Given that much, it's a great performance. Given this fact, it's a great performance. What our boys perform, I would attribute it to two reasons. One is our boys' love for Swami.
Mm-hmm.
So even when we were there and now also it is those, Bhagwan is not there physically, what is told is do it for Swami. So again they come back. So it is driven with love. That is one thing. And another is Swami's grace. Swami's grace is there. Anywhere we take one step, he takes 10 steps. And we have seen this N of number of experiences are there, and I am sure it continues to happen. Every year sports meet used to be an experience for us, how Swami's grace works. The blockage was from our side to take an initiative. You take an initiative, things will happen. That used to happen. So whatever, with one love for Swami and whatever boys do, and then the grace flows and the marching standard does really come up. So that way boys do a great job. There is scope for improvement, but I think given as a group and it's a set of individuals with multi-talent, we have singers, we have great academic performers, bringing them together and getting this standard.
Everyone. And Swami was very particular about that.
He was particular. Because I know, means now I understand why Swami laid so much emphasis on...
Yeah. Swami would not exclude anyone from arts past.
Now I know, because that is the very important part of the training here. So Swami didn't want anybody to go out of that.
Wonderful.
So that's there.
So you're saying, yes, it is boys' effort, but and divine grace.
Both are there.
The love for boys, the love for Swami, and Swami's grace.
Swami's grace.
Both of them work.
Both of them work, and I can see it year after year, I suppose.
Wonderful. And Srinidhi, you are saying that there have been times when you have seen how the divine grace works. Can you recollect anything from your student days? May not be March past, but any event where you thought this happened only because of divine grace?
I think there will be many instances, but I think one instance stands out, that is, I think during the year 95, that is the first time probably Vrindavan campus thought of doing the bike stunts, and I was not knowing how to ride bike, but I was very good at acrobatics, so okay. I did few acrobatics
on the bike.
On the bike and between the bikes and some things like that. So I was there part of the group after the initial presentation. It was on the Christmas day, I remember very well. After the presentation, we were called to the field and those military instructions.
By presentation, you mean...
They made a small presentation, what all is done and what all is likely...
People from the military?
Yeah, they did it.
They were just showing you what are the different fields that you can do.
Yeah, okay. And when we went to the field, those instructors asked us, when is the program? We said, January 11th. Oh, ek saal mein ho jayega.
Oh, 1 year?
He was thinking the January 11th of the next year.
Oh my God.
So we said, there is no 1 year, we have got only 15 days.
He
said, 15 days, forget. He said, we by being dedicatedly into this job, we take minimum 6 months to learn.
To pick up all the stunts.
Stunts. And we all have one broken bone minimum inside our body. That's what was his thing. So we said we just don't have that, and this is a task, we have to do it. Then probably for some compulsion, he said, okay, start. So as we started, things started picking up, and by the time January 6th or 7th, we were doing almost 80% of that.
Oh my God, they must have been really surprised.
They were really surprised, and those people probably, I don't know whether how much divinity they felt in Puttaparthi, but they were certainly impressed with the boys' performance, and... if the same persons are given, they would like to come and give the training to our students again and again. Because you train them and the result is so quick.
So quick. I mean, they're saying they themselves have taken 6 months.
6 months.
And your boys doing it in 15 days.
15 days. Swami's grace flows, no doubt on that. Fact.
Yes. Fantastic. And in fact, after you started coming every year for training students on March past, were you there on any occasion when Bhagwan was physically there and watching the rehearsals?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate. I would treat it as pinnacle of my professional career. In 2009, Swami came twice, January 5th and 7th. On January 5th, he saw the events, but again, though he was physically not that well, he came on January 7th. January 5th, when he came, he sat outside and saw the event practice, but January 7th, he was not probably that well, but he sat inside the car and asked the mass pass to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat through the whole mass pass practice in front of Shanti Vedika down inside the car. And once the practice was over, he called for the instructors. There were a few people from army and one retired army person is there. And I was there. I come here by taking leave for this purpose. So we all went, and Swami spoke to us professionally. He said, the gap between the two squads should always be equal.
So, oh, okay.
He was looking at a much larger view than just individual squads, because we were concentrating probably too much on the...
So he was looking at the performance as a whole,
as
the
a
march
whole,
past performance as a whole. And you're saying there is too much gap between the squads.
No, it's not uniform.
It's not uniform.
It's not uniform. You want to keep 50 meters, it has to be 50-50-50. That was the kind of thing his this thing was.
Wow.
And he said, there should not be any vacant time and space in front of the dais.
In front of the dais, there should never be...
Yeah, it should always be action-packed.
Oh, wow.
But in fact, he went on to say, as and when the last file marches out, the first one should be coming in. That is the minimum. Otherwise, it should be there.
Yes.
It should be happening.
So from the people who are watching from the stage, they are all the time occupied.
All the time occupied. And we know this, but we came to know how Swami is looking at it so intensely, and even at that much physical limitations he was having on those years, but his eyes were sharp and he was keeping tab on everything as with regard to the march past. I think years back, he used to come and sit in the stadium, and in the evening he has pointed out few boys, hey, you are not doing...
In darshan time.
He couldn't point out there because everything is happening and you can't actually stop it.
Yes.
But he had registered over the boys who have not done well, whatever they didn't do it together, or they bent their elbow or they bent their knee. He was keeping a track, and evening darshan he has told them. You have been noted for not doing the way you are supposed to do maspa. So I think there is no doubt in the fact that it was very close to his heart. He wanted every boy to do it and gain that whatever this activity has got to give and carry it for life.
And now when you reflect more and more, you know how important maspa is.
How important it is, certainly, certainly. And I am very happy I am teaching this to the students, because this is the subject which was closest to Swami's heart. I know there are other subjects where Swami used to go to the college. He has taken few classes for different subjects and all, but probably one thing he continued till the end is only march past.
Yes,
march
every
past
year.
Holds that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Swami used to always inquire when the march past session has it started or
has
not.
Has it started? Yeah, he wanted to come and see. He was impatient to come and see.
Absolutely, wonderful.
I'm very happy I'm part of this.
And Srinidhi, you are contributing so much now to the college in your own way and coming every year. Can I ask you, what is it that you are taking from this place now? Is this place giving you anything now? You are giving so much to this place now.
I think this place has given so much. I am still digesting what it has given 15 years back. So it's only give back time, I suppose. And of course, that place certainly has things to give. Every time I come, I hear to some story, somebody's experience. It's wow for me. Wow, Swami used to do this, Swami used to do this. And it just gives that awesome feeling of saying, oh, oh. So I think that's a great thing. Of course, Swami's felt now and then, sometimes tears roll from your eyes as you're sitting. They are the moments to carry. Place-wise, there is no doubt this is the place where I've grown up, where my personality has been shaped. And if the lessons come, I'm happy to carry it. But I would love to contribute to this place, whatever I can, whatever I can.
Wonderful. It's really such a great feeling that you are someone who is in the armed forces and contributing to the country's defense capabilities in your own way. So your love for motherland and love for the Divine Mother, both are going on simultaneously. It's really such a
thanks to
Swami heartening
for giving
feeling.
That place where I can do both.
And I hope we will meet again in the studio sometime, because I know there is so much more you have to share. We talked only about your
march past.
March past, yes. And we really marched past because we just spent only...
We have flown past. We have done a fly past over the march past.
Yeah, but I think we have to meet again, and you need to really share about all your moments with Bhagwan. And sometime for RC's fleeting moments, lasting memories. Thank you so much, Srinidhi
brother.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks for inviting me.
Saram. Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Tryst with Divinity, our series of conversations with people who have been touched by the love of Bhagwan Baba. The Guru Purnima celebrations just got over yesterday. Today is the 10th of July 2017. It is early in the morning, and Bhagwan has sent to the studios Brother Divesh Tankaria from United Kingdom. It's a very heartening moment to have him here with us in the studio because he has just been appointed as the International Young Adult Coordinator for Satya Sai International Organization. And Brother Divesh works for the Government of UK as the Assistant Director Strategy and Policy in the Home Office. Someone who has been brought up looking up to Swami as a family member. Someone who comes from a legacy where four generations of his ancestors have been in Bhagwan's fold. So as he grew up looking up to Swami as his father, his mother, his everything. Almost right from the time he was a few months old, he's been coming to Puttaparthi every year. And now, quite unexpectedly, Bhagwan has blessed him with such a beautiful and quite challenging opportunity. And Divesh is here with us to share his moments of learning, his moments of growing up with Swami. So welcome, Divesh, to Radio Sai.
Saram, dear brother. Offering my most loving pranams at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet and thanking our most dearest Lord for this most wonderful opportunity. Brothers, dearest listeners, Jai Sai Ram.
So how does it feel? You've just been appointed as the International Young Adult Coordinator. Is it heartening? It is intimidating? Or is it... Are you thinking, I don't know how I'm going to do this?
So when I was first asked to be the International Young Adults Coordinator, my very first response was no.
Oh.
And the reason why I said no was not because it's Swami's work. I was saying no because I did not think I was the most qualified person for this role. But on reflection and through various miracles, my people just happened to call me at the same time and offer me guidance and love and support and speaking to my family, my parents. I came to realize that I may not be the absolutely most qualified person for the role, but I am the chosen one and chosen by Bhagwan. And likewise, each of us have given an opportunity to serve in the organization in various capacities. We have all been handpicked by Bhagwan for this role and been trusted with this role. And I'm fully aware of the immense responsibility. And I'm deeply humbled that a very small person like me, a drop in the ocean, Swami is handpicked for this role. So deeply humbled and deeply, deeply grateful to Bhagwan for this most wonderful opportunity.
When Bhagwan gives a responsibility, he always immediately, instantly gives the ability. All we have to do is ensure that we feel his proximity in our heart. So I think the moment you feel that you have been given a role, that he has picked you for this role, I think that is enough. With that will come the energy. His love energy will fill us and we will see how he works through us so beautifully. So tell us, Divesh, your beautiful moments as a child with Swami, because you know you are someone who grew up in a setting where I think the moment you started speaking and learning around you and walking, you always perhaps saw Swami's pictures, right?
Absolutely, yes, Father. It's an interesting story. So when my parents got married in the late 70s, early 80s, they came to seek Swami's blessing shortly after their marriage. And this was during the time where there was sandy grounds and Prashanthi Niliams. The Cyclone Hall wasn't the Cyclone Hall.
Yeah.
We had just sand and...
Yes.
And
coconut trees and arches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's during those times. And on arrival, Swami immediately came to my mother at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And asked her how she was. How was her husband? Mm-hmm. And then Swami said, you know, he's a very nice man.
Mm-hmm.
And then interestingly, Swami shortly said, come back next year mm-hmm. with a son.
Oh, wow.
So true to Bhagwan's words, a year later, I was born with Bhagwan's divine love and blessings. So at a baby of 10 to 11 months old, we returned back to Prashanthi Niliam.
Mm.
And then Swami immediately came over. And at which point, I was a toddler. So I picked up Swami's... I got up holding Swami's robe.
Oh!
and started taking my very first few steps on the grounds of Prashanthi Niliam. And then Bhagwan blessed us again. And then said, next time. So not next year, next time. Come with a daughter. And 3 years later, my sister was born.
Wow.
And interestingly, in 1998, Swami called us for an interview and recalled this same story and this same incident, showing that, you know, he's the all-knowing, loving Lord.
Wow, that is so sweet, so beautiful.
You know what, the most touching thing for me, that you held on to Swami's robe as a little one and you got up and then Swami blessed you. And I think that is a beautiful imagery for everything that perhaps is happening or is going to happen in your life. All you have to do is just hold on to his robe and he will lift you up. So what are those other moments in your life, you know, when you experienced these moments of holding on to him and then feeling his grace?
So there's an interesting incident which happened in 2004. So a group of friends and I went on holiday to Greece. And we were, you know, very youthful, energetic. The sun was shining and as we were on holiday and life was pretty good. So we decided to get a car and travel the island in an open top Jeep.
Okay.
So we set off our journey, and we're kind of climbing on this mountain, and we're going higher and higher and higher, enjoying the various sceneries, and the sunshine. And it was a nice trip. We were enjoying the company of each other. Then all of a sudden, my friend drove the car around the bend, and then he mistook the accelerator pedal for the brake pedal. So as he was going around the corner, he accelerated. So this open top Jeep was heading off the cliff. So in panic, he swerved the car and the car span around the corner, during which process I was thrown out of the car, head first onto a concrete slab, and then the car hit this one block which was on the side of the mountain, preventing the car from topping over and falling down onto the mountain. So the next thing I realized was that I wake up in a hospital bed. Because I was unconscious from the incident, and I wake up in a hospital bed, just lying there, not knowing what's happened. So then the various doctors came and told me what the incident was, and I remember sitting there, closing my eyes, and having a conversation with Swami. And the conversation was, Swami, why me? I am your devotee. You are like my mother, my father, my everything. And out of all these people, why me? And I remember sitting there lying on that bed, and as soon as I woke up and I opened my eyes, there was this man dressed in an Orthodox Greek outfit, with a cross in his hand at the end of my bed. And just how Swami waves his hand, he waved his hand and said, don't worry. And then shortly later he went. So I spoke to the lady next to me, so it was an older lady looking after her father. And I said, who was this man? And she said, well, he looks like some priest, but I've been here for many months. I've never seen him before. So I said, well, okay, you know, it's a coincidence. Maybe a priest was doing his rounds and just happened to be there. So as a child and up until this stage, one of my methods of communicating with Swami, whenever I come to Prashantinilayam, is always to write him a letter. And Swami's grace, he always took my letter. But when I'm not in Prashantinilayam, my communication methods with him would be to write a note and place it in the river, which is near my house, and watch it sail away. with the expectation that, you know, he'll read that letter and it'll reach a destination.
So you communicate to the Creator through his creation. You put it in the nature.
Absolutely.
So that it goes to the Maker.
Absolutely. So then this lady, all of a sudden, looks at me and she says, don't worry, I receive all your letters. So now I said, sorry? And then she said, the letters that come in the sea, I receive all your letters.
And this lady says that?
This lady says that, sitting next to me. So then we had this priest doctor, then we had this lady within a space of a few hours to say that to me. So then my confirmation that, you know, Swami is actually with me.
Who is this lady?
She was just a lady looking after her sick father. He was on the bed beside me.
But she said this, all your letters, I receive whatever you send it through the sea.
Absolutely. So I didn't ask any further questions, because for me, that was enough. And then she gave me a lovely picture of Christ, just as a gift. She goes, you know, keep this with you, you'll be protected. And then I didn't ask any further questions, because my confirmation that Swami was with me grew a bit stronger. And I say grew a bit stronger, hand on heart, have I completely surrendered that this was all Swami's will? At that time, the answer was no. So there was still a little element of doubt that maybe these two are both coincidence. That you know, the why me factor was still in the back of my mind. So then I got released from the hospital because I was due to fly back to London.
So you were fine, there was no problem.
So I fractured my collarbone, it snapped in two pieces.
Oh my God.
I cracked my skull at the back. And the doctor said, in fact, I was very lucky to still be alive, given the impact of the injury. But the doctors reluctantly signed me off, discharged me from hospital to go back to the United Kingdom to continue my medication. And during which process, that I said to the doctors, look, can I have a list of the medications? Because you've just been injecting me left, right, and center, giving me various medications, and I've been unconscious for most of the time, so I'm not sure. So the first thing that the medics would ask me when I go back to London is, what medication have you had? And the doctor said, well, we haven't got time, go, go, go. And I said, look, please, can you write me something? So reluctantly, they wrote something in Greek, and not even in English. But I said, look, it's better than nothing. So I took it, rushed straight to the airport, caught my flight, and flew back to London. First thing, landing in London, was straight to the hospital to see the doctors. The doctors asked me to immediately go into the room for an examination, and the first thing the doctor asked me was, can I have your medical records? So at which point I'm passing her this piece of paper and apologizing because it's all in Greek, telling her I'm not sure what medication I've had, I'm deeply worried, they were giving me injections at night, they were giving me tablets in the morning, and I carried on letting her know. Then this doctor started laughing. So then I stopped my conversation. I said, doctor, with due respect, I've had this injury. I'm pouring out my heart to you and you're laughing at me. And she said, the reason why I'm laughing at you is in this big hospital, there is one Greek doctor and I am the Greek doctor and I can fully read exactly what's written on this piece of paper. So that might, the confirmation now, that Swami has always been with me and guiding me throughout this journey became a lot stronger. And I even retelling the story now, I'm getting goosebumps speaking to you. So we had the examinations and the outcome was that I have to have major surgery on my collarbone because it snapped in half. So they gave me a grace period of 4 to 5 months to see if it's healed. And if it hasn't healed, we have to have major surgery. So after 5 months, we had another x-ray and the bone had infused and it was still snapped in half. So they said you have to have surgery to put a plate and join the bones together. My head was fine, but I've just got a scar, but my collarbone was snapped. So anyway, I'm booked for this major surgery. And a day before the surgery, I get called in for like a pre-examination. And part of the routine examination is an x-ray to make sure that they have the latest records. So I had the x-ray and then the doctor called me in for the pre-examination talk. And during the pre-examination talk, the doctor said, I've actually cancelled your operation for tomorrow.
Really?
Because I can see the bone has fused and there's no need for operation. I don't know how it's happened. But it's happened and the bone has fused. So at that time of the incident, if I recall, it was a very traumatic incident. And if I recall, the first conversation with Swami was, why me? And on reflection, I probably scare my family and my friends close to me, but by saying this, but I wouldn't mind going through the same experience again. Because of Swami's divine love and divine omnipresence showing me that He is truly with us and we have to surrender everything to me. On reflection, I hadn't surrendered everything to him. I had doubts, and that's why at various journeys or at various points, he kept showing how he's with us, what is the purpose of our existence, and how he's always with us at every single moment of time, in times of difficulties, in times of happiness. Our dearest loving Lord is always with us. All we've got to do is completely surrender everything at his divine lotus feet.
Wow. I mean, he repaired you through his love. He fixed you, fused your bones just through his love. And the most beautiful part, I think, when I think about your incident is, you know, how Swami was time and again telling that, you know, I am there, I'm coming to you through so many people. You know, he came through that priest, he came through that lady, he came through this doctor. So that Swami that you knew as a child was becoming different, right? You know, now you don't know how Swami is going to come. At every point in time, Swami is coming to you. You don't know how, in which form he is going to come to you next. Mm-hmm. I think maybe that was also a journey that you were going through, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think so. As a young child, Swami for me was always a father figure. Then he moved into more of a grandfather figure as I grew up. But he's always a family member. I never as a young child saw him as God. And always saw him as my family member, so not even other people's family, my Swami. And that was the relationship I had. And in fact, the turning point for me was in 2004. So I was part of a big group that came for a medical camp. And I remember doing this medical camp and serving the many villages around the surrounding areas and working unity with many devotees. And I remember sitting in the Gurgranth Hall at that time and the penny dropped. I realized the enormity of Bhagwan's love and I realized the enormity of this relationship that every devotee has with Swami. And I realized at that time it is not my Swami only. Swami is there for all of us and is always there for all of us, and each and every one of us has that special one-to-one, heart-to-heart connection with our dearest Lord. So at which point I then realized the enormity of Swami's work, His love and His message. And from that day onwards, my prayer to Swami wasn't always about me. He's always been, Bhagwan, how can I serve you and how can I serve in your mission?
Wow, that is so fantastic. I mean, till then you were thinking, He's my Swami, my Swami. But now you know that so many like you are also saying the same thing. He's my Swami, my
Swami. Absolutely.
And I think that is why He's God, right? A million people can tell He's my Swami and still every person can feel that experience of my Swami feeling,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. It's that heart-to-heart loving connection, yes, that Swami has with everyone. You speak to any devotees and all of us has got a story, has got a miracle, yes, has got that connection with Swami. And His love radiates all over the world. The Satya International Organization operates in over 120 countries with 2,000 Sai centers. And this is the magnitude of Swami's work all over the world.
I think that is a very, very landmark moment in your life because, you know, that sort of prepared you for something bigger in Swami's mission. I'm sure it would have just opened up the perspective of who is Swami. And I think perhaps you're now ready for bigger roles. Like, that's the time when you started saying that, Swami, please let me be of use in your mission. And that prayer which started in 2004 has in a manner of sorts fructified in 2017 when now Bhagwan, after shaping you for so many years, now gave you this beautiful responsibility. I know it's an enormous responsibility, but it is such a prized gift from Bhagwan. But tell me, do you at any sometimes feel that, you know, I am just into my career, I've got this beautiful job with the government and I really need to perform in my office and this is such a huge responsibility. How am I going to manage my time? Can I really deliver, do 100% as the international coordinator as well as do 100% working for the government of United Kingdom? Anytime did you have such kind of thoughts?
So Father, let me recall a beautiful incident. So in my early career and the early parts of my career, when I was getting more involved in the organization, that thought did cross my mind. And like, I don't have time. You know, I've got my career, I've got my life, I've got, how am I going to balance everything? You know, Swami will always be there, so He'll be happy, He's fine. I don't need to serve in His organ, my time will come later. And all these thoughts were coming through my head all the time.
Yeah, you should feel like now I really need to concentrate on my career and
absolutely
settle down in my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not as if I am disrespecting Swami or something, but I really need to focus on this.
Exactly, absolutely. Yeah. So these thoughts were running through my head. But a wonderful quote that always to this day I resonate by is that if you do my work, I will do your work.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami has shown this in all aspects of my life. I'll tell you a little secret of this, that I am a living witness,
mm-hmm,
doing Swami's work and then Swami taking care of your work. I'll relate an incident with you. Before I do, just to give you some context, every time I've taken up a role in the organization by Bhagwan's guidance and loving gratitude to Bhagwan for giving me the opportunity, Bhagwan has always at the same time given me a promotion at work.
Oh,
it's always happened.
So you get promoted to the organization, a parallel promotion happens in office?
Absolutely. So when I was appointed the zone youth coordinator, I had a promotion at work at the same, within the space of 10 days a week.
Wow.
When I got appointed the deputy international young adults coordinator, within a space of a week, 10 days, I got promoted also at work. When I got appointed the international young adults coordinator, at the same time, was appointed a promotion at work, and I wasn't actively...
So now you became assistant director?
Yes. With Swami's divine love.
Wow.
Absolutely. And that's Swami's love. You know, and Him being testament of, you do my work, I do your work. So I was having incidents where I was feeling at work, I'm not performing well. Because I'm involved in the organization work, and, you know, I'm not performing well at work. And then what my bosses think, what would my superiors think? But what they were seeing was something very different to what I was feeling,
mm-hmm,
which is Swami must have taken over meetings and presentations and talks and my work and everything, because what they were seeing is me performing to a much higher level than was expected, hence the kind of rapid promotions. So this is where Swami's jumped in, and there's a really good incident which I want to share with you, brother.
Please.
There's an incident where I was applying for a job, so within the government sector. This was a few years ago. And I was applying for this job, and I got past the first stage with the application process and the psychometric test, and I was called in for a panel interview. So traditionally, these panel interviews are known to be quite grueling and quite tough. So you have to do your homework. So I made sure I studied in advance. I prepared myself for all the expected questions, and even had backup examples to make sure that, you know, I covered all bases. I felt I was fully prepared for this interview. So the day of the interview came, and I was called in, and they said, Mr. Tankaria, please take a seat and tell us a bit about yourself. So I gave my elevated speech about me and how I'm right for the role, and why I have the credentials, and why I'm the person for this role, which lasted about 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, we'll start the formal interview now. I was okay. Now I was ready. All these questions and answers were going through my head. I was expecting them to ask me the questions, and I had the answer ready. Almost to the extent I was just bursting to give them the answer, thinking, I know this, I've got this, I know what you're going to ask me.
Mm.
So they said the first question was, Mr. Tankaria, tell us about the Satya Sai International Organization.
Oh, this is for the job in the government?
Yes. And then I was just silent for a minute or so. And then they asked me the same question again. So I asked them, can you repeat that question? And then they repeated the question. So they said, your CV reads that you're a member of the Satya Sai International Organization. Tell me about the organization. So I started talking about the organization, and they asked me more questions. So I responded back about the organization, and they asked me some more questions. So the 45-minute interview, 30 minutes of that interview was based on Swami, his work, and his message. Everything I prepared before, nothing came in. And they said at the end that there is no need for us to proceed further. We're okay with the interview. Thank you very much. And needless to say, with Swami's divine love, I got the job. And that was Swami coming in. But the important lesson for me was, yes, you do Swami's work and he'll do your work. But you've also got to put the hard work and effort in there.
Yes, yes.
And when you put the effort and hard work, then you surrender everything to him. Yes. So going back to the Greek story, I recall the concept of just surrendering everything to him. But you got to equally just put the effort as well. You put the hard work and effort, and you do your best, and that's all we can do.
Yes.
And then it's up to Bhagwan, did Bhagwan's divine will in terms of the way forward, and we just surrender everything to him and accept whatever happens is for the benefit of us and for our goodness.
Wow, I mean, once you have done your preparation, then you can see what he has prepared for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he's busy all the time preparing for us, but he's constantly saying, how much preparation are we doing? Wow, I think perhaps this has given you so much confidence now, right? That you can, you know, immerse yourself in Swami's work.
Yeah.
And he will definitely take care. You can leave everything in his hands, and then you'll definitely see his hand in everything, right?
Absolutely. So a common thing that I get asked all the time as the International Young Adults Coordinator is that Swami's physical form is no longer here. So how do you connect with Swami?
Mm.
And it's through these incidents like this where Swami is always showing his omnipresence.
Yes.
There's a beautiful incident which happened. So it's happened over the course of the last year and a half. So I went for a work assignment in Italy. And during the work assignment, on the day before I was leaving, I thought, let me just buy a souvenir as a little gift for me. So as I was looking for a souvenir, I found this African gentleman selling keychains just by one of the famous sites. So I gave him the €2 and I bought the keychain. As I bought the keychain off him, he handed back the keychain and said, Sairam.
Oh, so this is in Italy.
It's in Italy, an African gentleman in Italy. I had nothing to say, I'm a Sai devotee. I had no rings, no pendants, nothing to say, like, I'm a Satya Sai Baba devotee. But then this gentleman just said, Sairam. Last year in Italy, I was again there. I was paying for a restaurant meal. So after I had the restaurant meal, I paid my bill. And I was just sitting there, and the lady then gave back my change and said, Sairam. Another incident. No rings, nothing. A different person uttering the words, just Sairam. And I want to recall a final incident. So this was happened in London. I was going for a work meeting. Well, I was told to represent my boss's boss at a work meeting at the very last minute. So completely unprepared, very junior compared to my senior directors in this meeting, and worried if I get asked questions, and I don't like being unprepared. So anyway, so these thoughts were going through my head, and I passed a shop on the way. I bought a bottle of water prior to this meeting. She gave me the change back, And what did she say?
Sairam.
Sairam. So this is Swami's divine love at all stages, and I wasn't actively even praying to Swami, help, 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 help.
Mm.
Swami just happened to be there. And his incident was buying the keychain or paying the restaurant bill.
Yes.
I wasn't crying for help. That's just my daily routine of things I was just doing.
Yes.
But Swami is showing his presence at every moment. So not just when we cry for help. He's constantly
even
with us.
Even if you forget me, I will never forget
you. Absolutely.
I'm always there.
And perhaps I needed that just to kind of bring me back to home. Yes. Say, I'm with you all the time. And I'm showing I'm with you all the time.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's many people all over the world
that
if you just take a moment and just reflect, end of each day, where has Swami touched your life?
Yes.
And I can guarantee you there's been instances throughout the day without you even realizing that Swami has touched your life and that He's with you at all times.
Yes. I think at every night, if you just think about the day, everything that has happened, then perhaps you will find so many instances where so many beautiful things have just fallen into place.
Absolutely.
And never even give it a thought.
Absolutely.
How this happened. I think that's why they say in the night you should do only two things, think and thank. Because you have to only just think of the day and just thank. Because you'll find so many instances like that. And your life now, I think, is perhaps just a testimony of this, right? Every moment now.
Mm-hmm.
And given the role now, given the different activities you'll be involved in, I think you're only going to experience this so much more in your life. It is going to be actually very glorious. It is going to be a celebration of His love and His presence in your life.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, brother. And I wish you all the best for this new opportunity that Bhagwan has showered you with. Like Hanuman, if our focus is on Swami and Swami and Swami alone, I'm sure He will give all the strength to cross any ocean as long as, you know, He is there in our heart. So finally, before we conclude, I know you've just come into this position, but what are your thoughts on what you think you can do in this beautiful new position that Swami has given you?
So Swami has always said how dear the youth are to Him. I quote, He said, "The future of the nation depends on the skills and sincerity of the youth. They are very dear to me, the students, the youth." So the importance of the young adults in the organization is of paramount importance. So I see a key aspect of the young adults is the unity, working alongside each and every members of the organization to strengthen the organization and Swami's work and His loving message. The international organization has many initiatives that we've got planned to engage the young adults. In fact, my international young adults committee consists of zone young adult coordinators. So young adult coordinators per zone. So I have 11 zone young adults coordinators working directly with our seniors in the organization on how to inspire the young adults and work closely with the young adults. And we've got various initiatives set up. For example, the Satya Sai International Youth Leadership Program.
Yes.
So we have the International Leadership Program with Bhagwan's Divine Grace. So far we have 250 young adults from 58 countries have graduated from the program.
That's fantastic.
And this is Swami's love in action. So these young adults have now gone back into their centers, their regions, their zones internationally and spreading Swami's work and His message and working actively for the ultimate goal, which is to realize our innate divinity.
Yes.
And that's the reason why we are all here in existence. And this is the vehicle which we're given to the young adults to work in the organization for us to realize that. And with Swami's grace this year, we have a further 450 young adults taking part in the leadership program. Many of which will be coming to Prashanthi Nilayam this November to conclude the program by partaking in a residential course and the graduation ceremony. So again, with Swami's divine love, you can see how His mission is expanding and you can see how people are going out to communities, working with others to radiate Swami's love.
Wow, I think there are already so many beautiful initiatives in the organization. You just have to only take them perhaps a little higher than where they are. That's it. Even sustaining them is itself something excitingly challenging.
No, absolutely. So one of the things we're quite keen on is to identify special projects for these young adults.
Yes.
So they're actively engaged and they're making very positive differences.
Yes.
In various aspects of the organization and their work. And helping them develop spiritually as well, which is a fundamental aspect of the Young Adults Program.
Yeah. In fact, recently I was in Indonesia and I had the chance to interact with a lot of youth who were enrolled for this leadership program.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, so I was asking them their feedback, and so they were, you know, I never knew that so many youth are aspiring for this, and there was a selection procedure, and, you know, so there are youth there waiting, when will we get this chance? Mm-hmm. And whoever has got a chance, he or she knows that this is one gift that Swami has given me, and it is very, very precious for them. It was eye-opener for me to see how serious and how committed, how valuable this is to every youth who is part of this.
Absolutely. We had a very beautiful incident in 2015 when the first batch of students took part. So throughout the course of the, at that time it was a 5-day residential course in Prashanthi Nilayam, over the course of the 5 days, Swami's garland on his chair grew in size.
Oh.
And it was the same garland, so we had pictures from day one, and then we had pictures from day five. And the garland came from the top half of the chair, running all the way down to the tip of the Swami's chair. We had badges of the young adults, back of badges Vibhuti was appearing.
Wow.
And I had another very beautiful incident, and this is where my... I was tapping into, this is my Swami, this is my Swami space. Well, I had a prayer to Swami because we were just launching this program. And I said to Swami, I want you to show me your presence when I give a talk. And I want you to show a presence. Specifically, I want the white flower on your chair to fall.
Oh.
And that's when you show me that you're with me. And this was just a few days beforehand, and I just had this conversation, and I completely forgot the incident. So when I was giving my talk, after the talk concluded, the chairman of the Prashanthi Council, Dr. Narendra Reddy, spoke, and he said, Devyesh, I'm not sure if you realized, but whilst you're talking, Swami's flower fell, so that flower is for you. And when I looked at Swami's chair, it was a flower on his right handle which fell. So this is Swami's love. So going back to the point that every single person is handpicked for a specific reason.
Yeah.
For us to serve in the organization in various capacities, and not just the International Youth Leadership Program, in whatever capacities.
Yes.
It's a truly is a blessing from dearest Swami.
Yes.
And it's something that we should never underestimate. You know, and tying everything together from the incidents from when I was a young boy, taking my first footsteps in Prashanthi Nilayam, to the incident in Greece where Swami is showing his omnipresence and teaching me how to surrender, to the stories of the restaurant and the guy giving me keychains saying, I'm always with you, not even when you don't have to even call for me, but I'm always with you, and showing me that, you know, to various incidents throughout my life, I could confidently say that Bhagwan will always be with us at every moment, at every step, and every incident. We just got to learn to completely surrender to his divine feet and continue to do his work. And that is the secret mantra I've found. You just do his work, and there's no work, no difference between his work and your work. If you treat everything as his work, that's made my spiritual journey a lot more easier.
Yeah, I think when you treat everything as his work, then everything in your life becomes his love, a flow of his love.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, brother, for sharing these beautiful thoughts, beautiful stories, and the beautiful insights from these stories. And I think this is something which every devotee should reflect on. As we were saying, it is happening every moment in our lives. And if we all reflect on this, then our all lives will become a saga of his love and his presence. Thank you so much, and hearty congratulations once again for this beautiful opportunity that Bhagwan has bestowed on you. Sai Ram.
Salam, brother.
Sagari nere sagani sagamada mare. Sagari nere sagani sagamada mare. Sagari nere sagani sagamada mare. Gama pada 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 Padababa, Sarita, Apastamba Sutramu Bharadvajasa Gotramu Sakala Devatarupamu Ratnakara Vamshamu Sai Baba Anunivu Sai Baba Anunivu
పరిధిలోన సత్యము నీవు జీవుల బ్రోచే దేవుడు నీవు పరిధిలోన సత్యము నీవు పాపస్తంభ సూత్రము భారద్వాజ సగోత్రము పూసల కుక్క కుల్కి పల్కె గాని నీటు మాటల కోటి నేరడి తడు నీటు మాటల కోటి నేరడి తడు పూలన్ని తెచ్చి పూజలు చేసిన మెచ్చుకొనడు శాంతిదాయి మాసాయి మనసిచ్చితను ప్రేమ మాటలాడుని కాని మనసిచ్చితను ప్రేమ మాటలాడుని కాని పూర్తి మాటలు పలుకడెప్పుడు మాటలు బలుతడెప్పుడు పాపస్తంభ సూత్రము భారద్వాజ సగోత్రము సాగరీగ సామ గామ సామ మామ గమనిదమగరి తాను తప్పగ చనుగారి తాను తప్పగ చనుగారి ఎదుటి తప్పుల బాబా ఎందలేడు కళ్ళ కపటాలు తెలియని అందరి వాడు ఎల్ల జీవుల తనవలేంచువాడు కళ్ళ కపటాలు తెలియని అందరి వాడు జీవుల కనవలేంచువాడు భారత
Krishna, Krishna, kaun sang jodo, jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, to se preet tode Krishna, kaun sang jodo. Krishna kaun sang jodo, jo tum todo piya, main nahi todo re, to se preet tode Krishna, kaun sang jodo, Krishna kaun sang jodo. तरुवर मैं भये पतिया तुम भये सरोवर मैं भये मछिया तुम भये गिरिवर मैं भये छारा तुम भये चंदा मैं भये चकोरा जो तुम तोड़ो पिया मैं नाही तोड़ो रे तोसे प्रीत तोड़े कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो कृष्णा कौन संग जोड़ो
मुरली मनोहर
हम भये धारा तुम भये सोना हम भये सुहागा भाई मीरा के प्रभु जी ब्रिज के बासी सुनो हे गोपाल सुनो हे Krishna, kaun sang jodo, Krishna, kaun sang jodo.
Murli Manohar Mohan Giridhar 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 Murli Manohar Mohan Giridhar
Murli Manohar Mohan Giridhar Meera ke Prabhu Brij ke Vaasi Giridhar ho Giridhar ho Giridhar ho Meera ke Prabhu
Jagadishuni, Jagadishuni, Jagadishuni.